Tonight we are so privileged to have again all the way up from the city of Jos. Let's welcome tonight again our dear pastor, Pastor Shane Tokishaku.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, it's the evening session, and we want to thank God for the things He has done so far. How many of us have been blessed so far in the conference? I hear that yesterday with Pastor Jerry was amazing. What a great and a mighty God we serve. Listen, tonight I want us to create an atmosphere that causes that by the peace of God, everything will be restored. Are we ready? Come on, are you ready? We need to culture is we need to culture the presence of God. And if we culture the presence of God, we are able to answer circumstances out of the presence of God, which has become our culture. Listen, to culture the presence of God means to carry a consistent consciousness that God is with you. Emmanuel. Are you following me? So they woke Jesus out of his sleep to tell him that there was trouble in the boat. And he got up and he seemed to have been angry that they brought him out of that place. And then he looks at the storm and he says, "Peace be still." I know how you have always said it. Peace be still. No. Jesus was saying, I come from the place of peace and nothing will take me out of that place. So let peace be still. Hear me. What he was actually saying is the peace of God from which I come cannot be taken by what surrounds me. Let me say one more thing so that it will aid you as we worship tonight. It means the God who loves you is in his best interest to keep you in perfect peace. Because when you are in perfect peace, then transaction can happen between the God in heaven and you, the Lord, upon the earth. Actually, ultimately, the Lord wants to bring you to the place where you can rule the earth on his behalf. And to bring you to that place, he has to keep you in perfect peace because your heart is stayed on him. My heart is stayed on you. My heart is stayed on you. Somebody needs to journey that journey. Listen, tonight, I'm trusting God for three things. Somebody say three things. I'm trusting God for three things. Number one, I'm trusting God for the elimination of circumstances that trouble your peace. Is anybody hearing me? I said, is anybody hearing me? That is the first thing I'm trusting God for, and yet that is the lowest of all the three. The lowest thing, the cheapest thing for God to do is to change a circumstance. The cheapest thing for God to do is to heal a sickness. The cheapest thing for God to do is to cause an orchestration around you that calms the storm. It's the cheapest thing for him to do. The second thing I want to trust God to do is that every one of you will go with a culture of his presence. Because perfect peace is his presence. Oh my God. Did anybody hear me? Perfect peace is what? The psalmist said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. He said, I fear no evil. Why? For thou art with me. That means your presence is sufficient. I am not going to always wait on you until the circumstance changes. I want to be developed enough to stand in the midst of the circumstance, and the circumstance has got nothing on me. Listen, everything Job had was taken in one night. And his wife came and he said, won't you curse God? And he said to her, why are you talking like a silly woman? We bless the Lord even in this circumstance. And the next time God and Satan met, they both agreed that Job passed the test. Oh, you didn't hear me. I said the next time God and Satan met. Because even Job agreed that at that level, even Satan agreed that at that level, Job had passed his test. He keeps in perfect peace. At that point, peace begins to pass understanding. Listen, the third thing I want to trust God for with you is that you will become a peacemaker. Did anybody hear me? You will carry upon you the burden of bringing peace to other people's circumstances. I found out that with God, a process is not over until He converts you. Listen, when God invites you to come and receive from Him, it was actually a decoy. When He invites you to healing, it was a decoy. What He wants to do is He wants to convert you into what you just received. So if God gave to you, it's so that you can become a giver. If God heals you, it's so that you can become a healer. There's no office God sits in that He does not delight to see His children walking in. Is anybody ready with me? Listen, I'm going to sing a few songs tonight. A few of them might not be very familiar, but they are very simple. You'll be able to get it after we sing it once or twice. One of the things you don't want to do to yourself is you don't want to disconnect. Listen, even for the Lord Jesus, we find that it was the Holy Spirit that aided Him to do everything that He did. How many of us were here in the morning? We spoke about the Holy Spirit sitting in the darkness until God perfects His work. Can we start by trusting God that the Holy Spirit will sit around the darkness in our lives? Sit around the darkness around our lives. Sit around the impossible situations around our lives. Mary asked the angel of the Lord, how will these things be? And then the angel of the Lord said to her, the Spirit of the Lord will overshadow you and the power of the Most High. Or the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. When He does overshadow you, what men call impossible become possible. Holy Spirit, prevail and shadow over me. Until my shadow becomes healing to the world. I'm yours forever, living and breathing sacrifice. Holy Spirit, prevail and shadow over me. Holy Spirit, prevail and shadow over me. Until my shadow becomes healing to the world. I'm yours forever, living, breathing sacrifice. Holy Spirit, prevail and shadow over me. Can you say that? Simple. Holy Spirit, prevail and shadow over me. Until my shadow becomes healing to the world. Say, I'm yours forever. Living, breathing, sacrifice. Say, Holy Spirit. Say it again. Say, Holy Spirit.
Prevail and shadow over me.
Until my shadow.
Becomes healing to the world.
Say, I'm yours forever.
Forever, a living and breathing sacrifice.
Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Do you have it? You can pray now. Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit, prevail the shadow over me.
Until my shadow. Say, I'm yours forever.
Forever, living, breathing, sacrifice.
Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit, prevail and shadow.
Pray.
Over me.
Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit, prevail and shadow over me.
Say, until my shadow.
Say, Holy Spirit,
He is
anything standing in the way. Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit, prevail a shadow over me.
Say, until my shadow.
My shadow comes in the world.
Say, I'm yours forever.
Forever, living in sacrifice.
Say, say, until
my shadow becomes healing to the world.
Say, I'm yours forever.
You're forever
living. Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit, prepare the shadow.
Pray again. Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit, prepare the shadow over me.
Say, say, Holy Spirit!
Holy Spirit, prepare the shadow over me.
Until my shadow.
My shadow becomes healing to the world.
Say, I'm yours forever.
Forever, living, breathing, sacrifice.
Say, Holy Spirit!
Holy Spirit,
do I have believers who pray in the Holy Ghost? Lift up your voice and pray in the Spirit. Expect the shadow of the Almighty. Expect the shadow of the Almighty. So da kabara kadosi atabanasa ikadosi ande katela alia rabadesi atase heana rakadopagasi atea izadega bagadosi ataya iakota bagasote ataya. Until the consciousness of your presence is the highest reality I know. Until the consciousness of your presence is the highest reality I know. So that nothing takes me away from where you stand. Nothing takes me away from the consciousness of the covenant that you have said you will never leave me. You will never forsake me. Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit,
until my shadow. Let your rod and staff keep me close. Never let me go. Never let me go. Oh, 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 oh.
Keep me bound to your altar.
Keep me bound to your altar. Never let me go. Never let me go.
Purify me daily.
Purify me daily. Never let me go. Never let me go.
I'm prone to stray from your goodness.
I am prone to stray from your goodness.
Never let me
never
go.
Never let me go.
Never let me
never
go.
Never let me go.
Let your when I forget how good God is, that's what affects my peace. Say it again. I know I am prone to stray.
I am prone to stray from your goodness. Never let me go.
Never let me go.
Never let me go.
Please let your rod and staff.
Till my shadow becomes healing to the world.
Holy Spirit, reveal the shadow of me. Until my shadow becomes healing to the world. Holy Spirit, reveal the shadow over me. Until my shadow becomes healing to my world. I'm yours forever, a living prison sacrifice. Holy Spirit, prevail and shadow over me. Yeah. Your splendor fill this temple. You are beautiful, God. Holy, you are holy. You are beautiful, God. Let your glory fill this temple. We call you beautiful, God. Holy, you are holy. You are beautiful, God. Let your glory feel this temple. I call you beautiful, God. Holy, you are holy. You are beautiful, God. Let your glory feel this temple.
Fill this temple.
was a great and mighty God of all the heavens, the God of all the earth. Lord, you are holy. I lift my hands to you, possessor of the heavens, possessor of the earth. Lord, you are holy. You are the great and mighty God of all the heavens, God of all the earth. Lord, you are holy. Say, I lift my hands to you, possessor.
I lift my hands to you, possessor of the heavens, possessor of the earth. Lord, you are holy.
You are the great and mighty God.
You are the great.
God of all the earth,
God of all the earth, Lord, you are holy.
I lift my hands to you, possessor.
I lift my hands to you, possessor of the heavens,
possessor of the earth.
Possessor of the earth, Lord, you are holy.
You are the great and mighty God.
You are the great and mighty God of all the heavens,
God of all the earth,
God of all the earth, Lord, you are holy.
I lift my hands to you, possess.
I lift my hands to you, possessor of the heavens,
possessor.
Up your hands to him all over the room.
Possessor of the heavens, possessor of the earth, you are holy. You are the great and mighty God of all the heavens. You're the God of all the earth. You are holy. You are holy. You are beautiful, God. We see your glory. Fill this temple. We call you beautiful, God. Focus on him. Oh. You are holy. You are beautiful, God. We see your glory as it fills this temple. You are beautiful, God. There's nothing you are looking for that's not found in him. Holy. You are holy. We call you beautiful, God. Let him take that circumstance and bring beauty out of it. Zodade karakosiatana ikadoske talandia rega podasiana. Call you beautiful, God. Let your glory fill this temple. You are beautiful, God.
Jodi Kabaralalozi Adabadate, India Lakadosa Yadaja de Batuda, Kalia Bakadosa Yadia Bazariata, Yelaja Yadia, Yadia Bakasosi Adabazariagana, Yalagadosa Yadabazari. Sade Karaka Domasia Tena, Iladia Kosketaya, Isado Kakabalate, Sade Kadabate Gahana, Yala Satoskiana. You are holy. You are beautiful. We see your glory as it fills itself. Oh, 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 holy, you are holy, you are beautiful, God, we see your glory as it fills this temple. It's causing the tides to turn. They are turning. They are turning. He's overturning until he sets all things in order for you. You are beautiful, God. Let your glory fill this temple. I call you beautiful, God. Mighty and greatly to be praised. Lord, oh, how beautiful you are. Your mercies are forever saved. So we cry, holy, holy God. You're mighty and greatly to be praised. Lord, oh, how beautiful you are. Your mercies are forever saved, Lord. So we cry, holy, holy God. Mighty and greatly to be praised, yeah. So we cry, holy, holy God.
So we cry, holy, holy God.
Say mighty and greatly to be praised, Lord.
Mighty and greatly to be praised.
Lord, oh, how beautiful you are.
Lord, oh, how beautiful you are.
Say your mercies are forever same, Lord.
Your mercies are forever same.
So
Let your splendor fill my temple. I call you beautiful. Holy, you are holy. You are beautiful. Let your splendor.
You know, it's what you behold him as that you are changed into. Every time you provoke him as the beautiful one, you conform everything around you to fall in line with that which is beautiful.
You are holy. You are beautiful, God. Let your splendor fill this temple. You are beautiful, God. I lift my hands to you, possessor of the heavens, possessor of the earth. Lord, you are holy. You are the great and mighty God.
You are the great and mighty God of all the heavens, God of all the earth. Lord, you are holy.
I lift my hands to you, possess.
There's nothing you are seeking in the earth that is not within his boundaries.
Possessor of the earth, Lord, you are holy.
You are the great and mighty God.
You are the great and mighty God of all the heavens, God of all the earth, Lord, you are holy.
Say one more time.
I lift my hands to you, possessor.
And I declare those hands cannot come down empty.
Possessor of the earth, Lord, you are holy.
You are the great and mighty God.
You are the great and mighty God of all the heavens. God of all the earth, Lord, you are holy.
Abraham said to the king of Sodom, he said, I've lifted up my hands to God, the possessor of heaven and earth, and I have sworn that I will not take as small as a shoelace from you, so that you will not get the glory of saying you made Abraham rich. And Abraham passed by that place, and Melchizedek, the priest of the Most High God, met Abraham, and he blessed him, saying, blessed are you, Abraham, of the Most High God, possessor of the heavens and the earth. It is what Abraham called God that God revealed himself as. And from that day onward, the forces of the earth were caused to gravitate together until they arrived at the feet of Abraham, the Lord on earth, as it was with Jehovah, the Lord in the heavens. Possessor of the heavens, possessor of the earth, Lord, you are holy. You are the great and mighty God. Now I declare in the name of Jesus, by God, the possessor of the heavens and the earth, that everything that has plagued your peace, the hand of the Lord comes against it. In the name of Jesus. And I declare in the name of Jesus, that every part of your nature that has not yet arrived at perfect peace, as you behold the beauty of God tonight, I declare that you are changed into the same image you see in the name of Jesus. Let me say something to you as I take my seat. You are not the first to see trouble on the earth. God saw it. He saw the entire creation he made take a detour away from what he planned. And our God, who is the God of peace, sat there and he began again. God began again.